Good morning. It is time to get up with Sensational Serena. Second round, second seed. This last dance is not done yet. Meanwhile, trouble. Is it starting to feel like the beginning of a divorce in Baltimore between the Ravens and their star quarterback? We've got the very latest. Plus, are we sleeping on Tampa Tom? We'll tell you what absolutely everyone has wrong about the Bucs in the NFC. All that and more as we get up with you, starting right now. Welcome to Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We are counting it down to football. We have exactly the right people to do that with a week before the season begins. The Big Swagoo is up early today. Mike T's ready to go. Diana's breaking stories. We'll get to all the NFL in a moment. But there is only one place to begin in the sports world and beyond today. All eyes on Flushing Queens last night. And the queen, Serena Williams, back on the court at the U.S. Open, taking on the number two ranked player in the world, Annette Kontaveit. The first set, Serena displaying her power with the ace early. Tiger Woods is there to see. It is a goat watching the goat, and it's Serena with the power. She would win the first set in a tiebreaker. Serena now, third set action, up 2-1. Kontaveit serving. Look at Serena in front of the baseline. So much power. Her power was on full display last night, and she's moving around the court better than she has in an awfully long time. She's up a break now in the third, and everyone in the building could feel it, candidly, including Kontaveit. Take a look here. Serena, look at the court coverage, keeping the point alive, and then watch. She's always had this. The half smash. Tiger knows it's on the way. Serena inching closer to advancing. Let's go to triple match point for Serena Williams. Again, against the two seed. The number two ranked player in the world. But Serena, unimpressed. She keeps it alive. Let's call this the last dance. And it's something special that is happening in New York right now. And that something is named Serena Williams.
Are you surprising yourself with your level?
No, I know.
I mean, I'm just Serena, you know, so I'm just looking at it as a bonus. I don't have anything to prove. I don't have anything to win. And I have absolutely nothing to lose. And honestly, I never get to play like this since 98, really. Literally, I've had an X on my back since 99. So it's kind of fun, and I really enjoy just coming out and enjoying it. And it's been a long time since I've been able to do that.
All right, so Serena with another win here, her 18th U.S. Open match in three sets, matching her sister Venus for the most by any woman in the Open era. She's enjoying this run, and so are our friends in Las Vegas. Her odds have gone all the way down to 14-1 to win this thing. It began at 50-1. And here's the deal. This is one of those rare events in the world of sports that has transcended the world of sports. This is now something everyone is talking about and everyone is paying attention to. And that includes all the folks who you see on this show every single day. So in a moment, I promise we will dive into all the football with these two. But Marcus, let's start with this. You and I were together when Tiger Woods won the Masters in 2019. That was something we had at one point never thought we'd see again, and there we were seeing it. And we lost our minds together. This feels a lot like that, doesn't it?
It feels definitely similar, GM. And look, I'm going to be quick. The one thing that I want everybody to recognize is that we're seeing an era of the greatest of all time compete at a high level at an age where they're technically not supposed to. That halo on Serena's head grew and grew as this match went along. And Kontaveit played well. She had some phenomenal sets. She had answers for some of what Serena did. And then we saw the GOAT mentality take over. And it seems to suffocate the opponents no matter the age.
Diana, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, and he brought up GOATs and the level of play and the fact that she's able to do this at this age, at this point in her career. You look back to when Serena won her first U.S. Open match. Tom Brady hadn't even thrown his first touchdown pass at Michigan. LeBron James hadn't even made his high school debut yet. Yet Serena Williams is out there winning at the U.S. Open. Guys, I saw the highlights last night. I saw them this morning. I just watched them again. I can just watch this over all show long, because it just truly is one of those moments we are watching greatness.
It is. It was 2.5 hours of incredible theater last night. And I'll just finish this part of the conversation quickly by saying this. In that little soundbite that you heard there in her conversation with Mary Jo, the whole world is surprised. But she's not. You don't get to be Serena Williams by not expecting yourself to do that. Watch out. At this point, nothing is off the table for her in the next week and a half. Meantime, a week from tonight, we'll all be watching the start of the NFL season. Let's go. Bills and Rams will kick it off. And every member of our crew today is picking the one game they can't wait to see. Marcus, which game can't you wait to see?
Gee, it's time, baby. It's time. We got the Bills, Rams. Both of these are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. It's week one of the NFL season. I'm looking forward to seeing if Josh Allen is going to continue to be the guy we think he is and build on the season he had last year. And also with the Rams, what is Matt Stafford's elbow situation? How will Aaron Donald impact this game? I cannot wait.
Diana, what game can't you wait to see week one?
Oh, I'm going right to the black and blue division. Packers and the Vikings. Vikings got a new head coach. I'm hearing nothing but great things about how they look in training camp. And then, oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers without Devontae Adams after he just got paid tons of money. What kind of season are we going to see Aaron Rodgers and what kind of debut is he going to make with these young guys?
Mike T, what game are you looking forward to most week one?
New England Patriots at the Miami Dolphins. An offseason full of narratives are going to collide. Can this rebuilt Miami offense be as explosive as we all think it can with Tyreek Hill? We know about all the question marks around the New England Patriots, especially playing in Miami in September. Mac Jones, the offensive line, who's calling plays? So we have months and months of speculation colliding. I can't wait to see this play out.
Okay, I really had anticipated that all of you would take Jets Ravens, and that's why I didn't. I just thought I'd go a little different direction. So in the absence of that, I will go with the Bucks and the Cowboys. Are you kidding me? You got Tom Brady against the star. Let's see what Dak Prescott has ready to do this season. Let's see if the Cowboys can commit, I don't know, fewer than 15 penalties. Let's see if the interior of that offensive line for Brady can hold up in front of him. This could be a preview of an NFC playoff matchup. I'll take the Cowboys and the Bucks. Sunday night is the game I can't wait to see. In the meantime, I mentioned the Ravens and the Jets. The overwhelming expectation is that Lamar Jackson will be the starting quarterback for Baltimore in that game. I suppose we don't know that yet. They're 10 days away from that, and the clock continues to tick on the opportunity to get a new deal done for Lamar Jackson, who represents himself and has already stated that he won't negotiate with Baltimore once the regular season begins. So let's start with the news piece of this. We've spent a lot of this week talking about all the action on social media and everything else, and Lamar is liking tweets of himself in a Dolphins uniform and talking about what the Ravens aren't offering him. Diana, what, if anything, do we know about what they are and where they are in the possibility of getting a deal done before the season starts?
Yeah, Mike, you're so social media savvy these days. You're right. You laid that out perfectly because you're right. All the drama is building, yet where's this deal? We've been talking about this for months. We keep saying both sides, they want to be together. They want to get married. The Baltimore Ravens have completely orchestrated their organization, their offense to Lamar Jackson. So why are we not talking about a deal being done? I don't know that answer right now. All I can tell you is from having a couple conversations with both players and coaches on this Ravens roster, the sense there is that Lamar Jackson, with or without a contract extension, will be playing at MetLife Stadium against the New York Jets week one. That's what they believe. They said he's been practicing. He's been practicing well. We'll see if that changes between now and then.
Look, I think that is very much worth having in the conversation because it is, in many cases, it wouldn't be a given. So we have that part of it done. Marcus, how about this? This is one that I think we've all felt for the longest time was going to get done. And now it almost feels like it's getting a little ugly down the stretch. How do you see this?
And, gee, that was my sentiment early in the season. You thought that both the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson were having quadrant conversations, and we were going to get to a point where we did get close to the season, i.e. right now, and they would have a deal done. And I understand we have a little time before the first game of the season. But ultimately, man, this is contentious now. Like, I thought it was cool. Lamar was showing up to OTAs and training camp. It didn't seem to be a lot going on. And when I say contentious, I don't mean that they're going back and forth in a malicious way. But if a contract is not done for a former unanimous league MVP with a team that literally is predicated on his performance and how well they do, it's contentious. So I hope that they get something done before week one. If not, this could get more and more ugly and play out in the media, which granted, I would love, G.
Well, I mean, at least on the social media. So Mike T, I mean, help us, because you're a person who has been in these rooms where it happens, if you will. So if I want to get a deal done with you and you want to get a deal done with me, what is it that keeps us from getting a deal done?
The Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson's $230 million guaranteed. I would try to bring Lamar into the office this weekend, throw the key away and say, hey, we are not leaving until we get some reasonable deal done. And Deshaun's going to say, no, look at this graphic. I want $230 million fully guaranteed. And the Ravens keep saying, they're crazy, they're nuts, and we're not doing that because Kyle Murray, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, and everybody else on this graphic are great players. And Greeny, when you talk to people around the league, this is the first of three heavyweight contracts that are going to be battled out in the coming months, meaning Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow are extension eligible in March. Lamar's obviously dealing with it right now. The Browns did something nobody else ever did, and now everybody wants to see is, are franchise quarterbacks going to get fully guaranteed money, or are the Browns an outlier?
That's the way this thing is going. It's worth reminding for what it's worth. Yeah, Herbert and Burrow were both picked far higher up in round one. Burrow was the first pick in the draft. They've made a lot more money to this point than Lamar Jackson has. This thing is going to get, it might get ugly without anyone meaning for it to get ugly. We'll see. They've got 10 days to figure it out. And then maybe after that, all bets are off. We'll see. Meantime, we're just getting started on a very fiery morning. Coming up with all the injuries and all the question marks in Tampa, can the Bucs still be super? They definitely seem to think so. Does my crew agree? We'll find out. Plus, Jerry says he's over the way last season ended for the Cowboys. But is he really? Wait till you hear how he's raising the stakes in Big D. Get up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're watching Get Up. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. All right, so direct, like a 9-iron from Tiger Woods away from where Tiger was watching Serena Williams last night, another of the greats in the world of sports was busy doing his thing. That's Jacob DeGrom on the mound. Mets, Dodgers, DeGrom off to a strong start, getting Will Smith to end the first inning. And then he's got Cody Bellinger up and down in the third. And then Mookie Betts is next to the plate, and he will suffer the same fate to Grom, holding the Dodgers scoreless through three. Bottom of the inning now. Mets have a runner on with two men down. Starling Marte gets enough of that. A two-run shot, his 16th of the year. He has homered in both games of this series so far, and the Mets had a 2-0 lead. Top of six, same score. Mookie Betts at the plate. You're not going to keep that guy down forever. 32nd home run of the year for Betts. Cuts the lead in half. It's a 2-1 lead for New York. Top of seven. DeGrom looking to finish strong. Justin Turner at the plate. And then something special happens. Here's Gary Cohn on the mic.
Turner drives one to center, chasing Nimmo back to the warning track right at the fence. He made the catch!
Standing call from Gary there. What a great play. Nimmo robbing Turner. DeGrom loves to see it. He went seven strong, nine Ks. Mets get a win 2-1. DeGrom has been sensational since making his season debut at the beginning of August. In four home starts, DeGrom has won all of them with an ERA of 1.46, including beating the Braves and Dodgers, two of the three best teams in the National League. All right, Swaggoo. What does Swaggoo say?
G, you know what I say? I say Daniel Jones is a gangster. He lying, G. Look at me today, G. I'm already a beast, so we just gonna be beastie. I call you bro.
Yes.
You are my bro. Are you crying, son?
This is not exactly how I meant for this to go.
Take that and smoke it.
That open will never not be funny to me. We've been doing it since Daniel Jones was a gangster. Anyway, Swaggoo is with us this morning. Let's do it. Here we go. Let's start with Baker Mayfield. He has been a frequent subject here. He was talking about facing his former team, the Browns, week one. Here's what he said.
Obviously, I mean, everybody's going to write whatever story they want. There's history that I've played there the last 4 years. I'm an extremely competitive person. Everybody knows that. If I wasn't wanting to win, and there would be a really big issue of me being quarterback here. So I want to win in everything I do. That'll never change.
All right, so that's what he said. What does Swaggoo say?
Gee, all I heard was I must win. I have to win. And I have to play well. Or I'm going to be like the guy I just beat out here in Carolina. People going to be trying to figure out how we can get Lamar Jackson over from the Ravens to Carolina if I don't play well. This is Baker Mayfield's feeling, and I'm telling you right now, when he looks at Sam Darnold, he's praying that he's not staring in the mirror.
That's probably right, and I hate saying it because, I mean, I was the last man standing on the Darnold Mountain, but I have to admit, I was wrong and everybody else was right.
I was next with up, you. I was
yeah,
with you.
Well, we
I
were wrong together. You. All right, that's good company.
Yeah.
Next stop is Pittsburgh. Okay. Mike Tomlin has still yet to name a starting quarterback. Here's what he said.
Are you ready to name a starting quarterback today?
I'm not. I'll see you guys next week, and maybe we'll talk about it further.
So that's what Mike Tomlin said. What does Swaggoo say?
Hey, I'm ready to play Mitch until I'm not. And guys, listen. I got a young son who I know is better than my older son, but eventually I got to throw him in the fire. I just don't want to put that type of pressure on him right now. So next week we'll talk about it. I'll talk to my two sons as a father, and I'll see which one, if my younger one has made any progression towards his maturity, because I'm ready to play him.
Fair enough. All right, I like that. The last one is Dallas. The owner of the Cowboys is Jerry Jones, talking about the state of his team heading into the season. Here's what he said.
I don't want to dwell on it, but I do want to burn it in our minds. I like that continually reminding that we need to not only get in the playoffs, but we need to get way deep into the playoffs so we got a chance. I think this team is reflecting that. So that is the narrative.
That's what Jerry said. What does Swaggoo say?
Well, let me rephrase for Jerry G. I know we came up short. I know that we need to win, and I know that these damn penalties better go away, or I will be telling Mike McCarthy bye-bye. All right, that's what it boils down to. Look, Jerry is talking subliminal, and everything is nice before the season starts, and he's talking about I want to burn it into their mind, but I'm not going to dwell on it. Oh, yes, you are. He's going to be in front of the camera, and he's going to say it every time something goes awry. I'm dwelling on it. We have to win, Mike McCarthy. Our trouble is on the horizon.
That is what Swagoo says. Let's see what Mike T and Diana. Diana, I see you nodding along. What do you think? How do we feel about the Cowboys and their coach heading into week one?
I'm just laughing because I feel like I should be the northerner to translate the southern accent, right? Southerners say things so nicely. I feel like I just need to say it the way I say it in Jersey, which is, you better freaking win, right? You better win or you're going to the dumpster. Because that's how I hear it. Swagoo's got his thing, but this is how we say it up here in Jersey, right? Like, because the reality is Mike McCarthy's been given an opportunity here to go out and win. Jerry has done a fantastic job in the draft over the last few seasons giving him players. Let's just even discuss this offensive line situation, right? Because let's just face it, that's the headline right now with, we know, Tyron Smith being out here and Tyler Smith, the rookie who Jerry drafted knowing that they've got to bolster this offensive line. He's dealing with some injuries. You know, Jason Peters, the Eagle great, is going to be coming in to visit with the Dallas Cowboys to hopefully give them something as they try to sort this out. But Jerry's done his job. It's now time for Mike McCarthy to step up before Sean Payton walks in the star and says, hey, I'm here.
That's right. Look, I mean, between Sean Payton and Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore, there are a lot of coaches in waiting in Dallas. But, oh, by the way, there's a season before we get to that. Mike T, what do you think? How do we feel you have been sort of steadfast on the Cowboys bandwagon this entire way? Mike Tannenbaum, how do you feel this morning?
I feel the same. I think we're going to prevent Mike McCarthy from going into Diana's dumpster because I think Dak Prescott is the great equalizer here. He is the best quarterback in the NFC East, and he could erase a lot of mistakes. And let's give Dallas credit in all seriousness. They did draft Tyler Smith in the first round, knowing that Tyron Smith has had injury problems. So if they could just hold serve early, Greeny, meaning get off to a decent start, they are going to get Michael Gallup back. Tony Pollard needs to touch the ball more. Dalton Schultz is back. And CeeDee Lamb has the ability to be a number one. So if Dak Prescott can carry this team, which I believe he can, and Coach McCarthy is even average on penalties, they will win this division.
And just as a quick final thought, Marcus, I said this yesterday. If the Cowboys are going to be there at the end of the season, and they certainly have a chance to be, I think it's going to be because Dak Prescott is in the MVP conversation. I think he will have to play that well, and I think he's capable of it, in order for this team to be where they want to be at the end of the year. To me, it's all about the quarterback, Marcus.
Absolutely right, G. And listen, we have these conversations about this offense, and we could talk about CeeDee Lamb and all of the weapons and Zeke. This is going to come down to this offensive line and Dak Prescott, because I do feel like Dallas is still going to have a top-tier defense, which we don't talk about much, which will be, I believe, the strongest unit of this team. But it's going to be on Dak Prescott. But we've seen quarterbacks with O-line questions who are really good struggle. So hopefully they get that thing fixed up front. But I'm nervous as hell. I ain't gonna act like I ain't this morning on Get Up. And I'm not going to act like I'm not going into the first week of the season looking at who they have to protect Dak Prescott from when it comes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Look, I mean, nervous as hell is something, whether you're in the North or the South, you understand exactly what he's saying. And I think a lot of Cowboys fans feel that way. All right, as we continue, are we sleeping on Tampa, Tom? We'll tell you what absolutely everyone has wrong about the Buccaneers in the NFC. That's coming up next. Plus, are there just too many issues to fix in Foxborough? Is getting back to the playoffs going to be an impossible task for Bill Belichick? We'll talk about that and more. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Get Up, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And it is time now for your morning wake-up call. What a night it was here in New York with Serena's big win. Listen to the crowd.
Serena Williams, just supreme. Rolling back the years. Vintage.
Something special is going on. And even though it might be her last dance, Serena's showing how good she can still be. She's 42-0 at the U.S. Open in the first two rounds. She will now face an unseeded player in round three. She's 57-0 at the U.S. Open against unseeded players in matches prior to the semi. She has won 108 singles matches at the U.S. Open, and she may have a few left in her. All right, we are a week away, meanwhile, from the start of the NFL season. Let's look at some of the week one quarterback matchups. Swagoo, who will have the better game in their matchup week one, Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
I could say Kirk Cousins, but I'm not. Aaron Rodgers, are you kidding me? Like, I'm never going to pick Kirk Cousins over having a better performance than Aaron Rodgers, even if Aaron Rodgers wasn't even playing in the game. So I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers to have a better performance, but 12.
Okay. Imagine if you gave Rodgers the receivers that Cousins will have in that game. Let's see what happens. Oh, Mike T, here's a good one for you. Derek Carr versus Justin Herbert. Who has the bigger day?
Justin Patrick Herbert. That's easy. And here's why. They fortified their offensive line again, taking another first rounder in Zion Johnson. If you can block the Raiders, their secondary is still vulnerable, in my opinion. So I think this is a really good matchup for the Chargers because we know about Max Crosby and this Raider pass rush, but their secondary is vulnerable, and I think Herbert will carve them up.
And then Sunday night, Tom Brady versus Dak Prescott. Diana, who you like?
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, Mike. First of all, it's always hard to bet against, you know, the greatest of all time. But Brady is also 6-0 in his own career against the Dallas Cowboys. And look, we made a big deal out of those 11 days Brady missed. But Brady will use anything as a chip to keep him motivated. So I think he's going to come out on fire against this team.
Look, remember, these teams squared off to start the season last year on that Thursday night. And Dak had the unbelievable night, even though Tampa wound up winning at the end. As far as this year is concerned, Todd Bowles, the new coach in Tampa, he and the Bucs seem very confident heading in. Listen.
I think we have more depth. I think we have more depth at each position than we had when we won the Super Bowl.
It's not going to be too many times that a team is this talented that you're on, and so we're going to take advantage of them and try to be hosting that trophy up at the end of the year.
All right, so this is fascinating to me. So you heard Todd Bowles say we have more depth. We had Bruce Arians up here the other day on First Take saying this is the most talented team they've had. And I think most football fans, because so many familiar names are gone, think the Buccaneers have gotten worse as far as talent is concerned. But Booger really got me thinking yesterday, Marcus, that maybe that's not right. Booger, who lives there in Tampa, is close to the situation. He said there are a lot of names you don't know. But this team may actually be more talented than it's been the last few years. Marcus, mm-hmm. Is that right?
No. Okay. And listen, this is why. Defensively, yes. I will look at that defense in our top tier. We know the names. We know the players. We know what they've done in this league. I'm not going to say a team is more talented when they don't have the offensive line that they won a Super Bowl with. I am a wait-and-see type of guy when it comes to up front, especially playing with a 45-year-old quarterback that demands more of his interior as far as his offensive line, guys, than anybody in the NFL. Am I nervous? Yes. Am I scared? Yes. Because we do not know, G. We have dealt with Tom Brady in his career based on knowns since we deemed him the GOAT. We've based that on knowing what's around him. We've based that on knowing that his protection would be solid and solidified. We do not know that. Yes, they can have talent, and these guys that are stepping in, like the Haynes of the world who will be in that center, may turn out to be really good players. Hopefully so, but we do not know. And for that, I'm out.
So, Mike T, are you in or out? Because no one knows these rosters, and again, some of the names that average fans don't know, you do. How about it? How about this roster and his talent level right now around Tom Brady?
I'm all in. This is a great team because it starts on defense. They could be dominant on defense. They were really banged up, especially in their secondary when you think about guys like Carlton Davis, Murphy Bunny, Antoine Winfield. They all missed meaningful time. They got a star in Devin White. And on the other side of the ball, I guess I see it different from Swagoo from this standpoint. Shaq Mason, their right guard, is an upgrade for them. They got two great tackles. I think Haynesy will be fine. There is a question mark at left guard. But if anybody could be a great equalizer with a little leaky offensive line, it's Tom Brady and his pre-snap acumen. So I think they're going to be solid early on offense and dominant on defense.
How about it, Ty?
Yeah, I think leaky is the right word that Mike used there to describe it. But just having conversation with those in Tampa Bay, they say that we're the ones freaking out over the offensive line situation way more than they are. Because of their roster, they have that depth. They practice against each other, and they've been able to make each other better. And, you know, you guys just put up on the screen there those offensive linemen that are on that injury report. Most of those guys are going to be coming back over the next week or so. So they're going to be in decent shape. When I had a conversation with head coach Todd Bowles about it, the first thing he said to me was that everyone is making a much bigger deal about this offensive line than what it needs to be. And look, we'll see, right? I'm with Marcus. Show me. I believe you, coach, but let's see it, because when you lose guys like Ryan Jensen, I don't know, that's not something you just brush off.
Marcus, give me a quick fire. That face I can't ignore. Go.
Gee, I can't. To my football experience, I made this mistake a couple years ago when the Kansas City Chiefs went in to the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to wait and see. Y'all tell me about all this talent, how good they are practicing together. Variables happen in games that don't happen in practice. I am going to wait and see. I know this is a talented team, but when you got questions at center and left guard in the NFL, those are some of the worst questions to have.
We're going to start finding out a week from Sunday night in a marquee matchup against the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go to another team that has a lot of questions, and that would be the New England Patriots. We'll get to them in a minute. Let's actually go through players to watch as week one approaches. Marcus, I'll start with you. Give me a player you're watching week one. Yeah.
G is Kyler Murray, hands down. And look, we know all of the things that transpired in the offseason, questions about his leadership. He got a new contract. Cliff Kingsbury got extended. Kime got extended. And you are doing the first 6 weeks of this season without DeAndre Hopkins. You bring over Hollywood. We will see if Kyler Murray is taking this next step maturity to be the ultimate leader for the Cardinals.
Diana, who are you watching week one?
Mike, we have talked about Tua on this show for 6 months straight. Some of it because we know the pressure's on and they've made some really good changes. They've got some excellent additions there in Miami, and Tua needs to perform, obviously, with the addition of Tyreek Hill. I am so over talking about Tua. I can't wait to see it.
And he's not the only Alabama quarterback in that game. Mike T, who are you watching?
Mac Jones, same game, same position, same school. We've talked so much also about play calling, and Mac Jones can erase all the noise and go out and play really good football on opening day against a really good Dolphin team on the road in the elements in Miami, and I'm fascinated to watch him go.
They will be in Miami, but New England is where I knew we were going to head next because it has been an offseason with so many questions for the Patriot offense. But Mac Jones sounds like he doesn't have any concerns. Listen.
I think we've ironed out a lot of things, and it's good that they're happening now, and I feel confident in what we're doing. We just got to go out there and do it for 60 minutes.
So, I mean, look, let me start with Mike T on this one, because you have been the big believer in Mac Jones. While I've had so many people, both on the air and off in my presence, question what New England might be doing and Bill We Trust and all the rest of that, you remain steadfast. Why?
He played really well last year. He led the team to the playoffs and played well against the Bills in the playoff game. And when you look at what they do well, Greeny, is they can run the ball. They got two really good tight ends. Their receiver core isn't great, but it's solid. Losing Tyron Thornton is a concern because he was the rookie from Baylor that had a lot of speed. But Mac Jones won't make mistakes. He won't turn it over. And they're going to be a hard team to beat. They're not going to be explosive, but they're not going to have self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, and that's fair. And they're well-coached. And Marcus, I mean, we give Bill Belichick the benefit of the doubt, as well we should. But as far as the roster, I'll just put this out there for what it's worth. When ESPN ranked the top 100 players in the National Football League, do you know how many of them play for the Patriots? Zero. Do you know how many teams had zero players on that list? Five. The others were the Jaguars, the Lions, the Giants, and the Jets. So that's, at least in the eyes of the people on the outside, Marcus, what we think Bill is working with. What are they going to be?
All right, let me get this nipped in the bud because I'm sick of it. I've been watching shows and hearing it. Let's stop acting like Mac Jones' season last year was God gift to football. Let's just pause on that for a second. Yeah, he played well for a rookie. He did some things. But I think anybody that watched tape knows that Mac Jones was highly insulated in an offense that was run dominant, and they didn't ask him to do much. At times, when we saw Mac Jones have to kind of come out of his shell and push the ball downfield and be a passer all for a large majority of the game, we saw some mistakes as expected about a rookie. I do think he's going to take a step forward. I do believe that Mac Jones is a good to solid quarterback. But let's not get in this conversation like it's a wildly bet behind this offensive line and he's not dealing with unknowns of knowing what his offensive coordinator situation is going to be. A second-year quarterback that had a solid season as a rookie, not something to write home about, because I remember having this conversation about a rookie in Cleveland who broke all the damn rookie records, and now he on another team. So let's take a break and figure out what's going to happen with Mac Jones when he's called upon to carry this offense like he was not last year.
The best thing about Marcus is you never have to wonder where he stands. So that's what he thinks. Diana, what do you think?
Well, I think a lot of the Mac Jones success story that we talk about here on the show is because we compared him to the other rookies, and he was that much better. And I think that's probably why we give him the benefit of the doubt there and why we talk so highly about him. But, Mike, I've been covering the Patriots for a long time now, and I've never been part of covering an offseason like this, where it just doesn't feel like the Patriot way. It doesn't feel organized. It doesn't seem like they have a plan. And look, maybe the mastermind Bill Belichick wants us to all believe in this chaos and wants other teams and other coaches, because I've had conversations with other teams about the New England Patriots. Like, what do you think about them? You know, and they all say the same thing. Like, what is going on up there? They haven't figured it out yet. And I appreciate Mac Jones being the leader of the team saying we've ironed it out and all that. And he's saying all the right things. He's a great kid. You ironed it out in a couple days? We saw you guys against the Raiders. It was not good. They've got 7 days or a few days here to clean it up because they've got a tough schedule in September.
That's exactly right. Look, we'll see. Mike Tannenbaum is the only one amongst us who has sauna'd with Bill Belichick. So if anyone knows, he would know. And maybe he'll wind up being right. The rest of us will be wrong. But we'll find out. In the meantime, we got great college football coming away on Saturday. Don't miss any of the action. It's going to start with number 11 Oregon and number 3 Georgia at 3:30 Eastern on ABC. Right? Awesome game. And then you get the monster. I don't even know what word to use to describe how big a game Notre Dame-Ohio State is. It's only the seventh time they faced each other ever. All the action coming up Saturday on ABC and on the ESPN app. As we continue, Jimmy G back today. But did the Niners make a huge mistake bringing him back? The Swagoo will answer that answer and many more as we roll on. It's Get Up on ESPN.
ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Get Up, presented by DraftKings Sportsbooks. All right, we got Angels-Yankees last night in Southern California. A lot of storylines here. Let's start with that man, Shohei Ohtani. What a special season he's having. Unprecedentedly good. That one's deep. It's far. And it's caught by Aaron Hicks. Makes the grab. We were scoreless after one. Bottom of six. Angels down 2-0. Ohtani back at the plate with runners at first and second. And this time, Ohtani is going to leave no room for mistake. That's 427 feet. Three-run shot for Ohtani. Angels take a 3-2 lead, his 30th home run of the season. Ninth inning now. Yankees still down 3-2. First and second, Josh Donaldson goes down swinging. Gleyber Torres swinging as well. Two down, Oswaldo Cabrera. Last chance for the Yankees. No good. Aaron Judge and the Yanks lose again. Let's deal with Ohtani for a moment. He's the first player ever to have 30 home runs and 10 pitching wins in a single season. So that's one storyline. Here's another. The Yankees were at one point 15 and a half games up in the American League East. But now that lead has melted to just 6 games over the Rays. I should let you know the largest ever blown lead ever blown in history was the Dodgers in 51, who had a 13-game lead. The Yankees' lead could shrink even more as they will play the Rays 6 times in the next 11 days. Okay, I am literally reading this with you real time. I have been told in my ear to check my email for breaking news. You and I are going to find out together what it is. Broncos, the Denver Broncos and Russell Wilson have reached agreement on a 5-year, $245 million extension that includes $165 million guaranteed, sources tell ESPN. This is from Adam Schefter. The deal now ties Russell Wilson to Denver for 7 total years and $296 million. This is literally hot off the presses from Adam Schefter. Broncos, Russell Wilson, 5-year, $245 million extension, includes $165 million guaranteed, ties him to the Broncos for 7 years, $296 million. Someone tell me in my ear how old Russell is. He's 32-ish, 33. So one would assume that ties him to Denver now for the rest of his career, is the reason I'm asking the question. He's 33. So there you have it. He'll be 34 during this season. Let me start with Mike Tannenbaum, my general manager. We've been talking a lot about the money and the guarantees that quarterbacks are getting, particularly with Lamar Jackson not getting what he seems to want in Baltimore. What is your reaction to this contract in Denver for Russell and how it plays into the narrative of quarterback deals right now?
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win in terms of the average per year is where Russell Wilson deserves to be. Obviously, we want to see what the details are in terms of how much is guaranteed for in what years. Now, just listening to what you just said, Green, it doesn't sound like it's fully guaranteed. So I would say from a Denver standpoint, we're, again, moving away from the Browns, who, again, gave Deshaun Watson $230 million fully guaranteed. And now if I'm Lamar Jackson, I may have to look at that and say, hey, if Russell Wilson took a partially guaranteed deal, maybe I do too.
All right, let me see. I'm looking to see if there's any further information on Shefty's Twitter feed. No, you know literally everything I know as of right now. I do not see the word guaranteed.
Mike, it's $165 million guaranteed. So we're talking about the guaranteed money because that is important, as Mike alluded to. So $165 million guaranteed per Schefter, right? So we're talking about $49 million per year here for Russell Wilson. He had 2 years left on his current deal. So this signs him up to be a Denver Bronco for the next 7 years. So, you know, going back to this conversation of Deshaun Watson, the Cleveland Browns resetting the market, making it difficult for owners around the league. I can tell you, I've had conversations with owners that have been frustrated with it. It looks like the Denver Broncos were able to sort out a way to get this done without having to equalize or at least come up to the way the Cleveland Browns had to do with Deshaun Watson, Mike.
That's right. The numbers are 200. Again, the Deshaun Watson number, which is a significant outlier. And I'm always hesitant to get this deeply into the business element of this because I don't know how much the fans care about it. But I will tell you the reason to care is because when it comes to your team trying to build a team, where these quarterback salaries go is significant in a sport with a hard cap. So the outlier number is the $230 million guaranteed that Deshaun Watson got in Cleveland. That is the number we assume from the outside that Lamar Jackson is looking for in Baltimore. And then the Joe Burrows and the Justin Herberts and all those who come behind him are going to be looking at those numbers as well. For the moment, Russell Wilson is where he is. Again, it's $165 million is the guarantee, and he's tied there for seven more years. Marcus, let's get to the stuff that fans do care about. How close is Russell Wilson to winning a Super Bowl in Denver right this minute?
I think he got closer today, G. I think the Denver Broncos got closer today. I know we put a time stamp on this and was like, you know, they need to do it now and they need to win now. But this, to me, solidifies that the Denver Broncos are back in Peyton Manning mode when they signed him. Now I want everybody to pay attention to off seasons. I want everybody to pay attention to who they acquire going forward, either this season, the off season, or even next season. Because once you do this and you know that you have your quarterback in tow with an organization we've been talking about being quarterback hamstrung the last 7 years since Peyton left, now we get to the part of signing your guy, guaranteeing him money, and now we can get on with more official business as far as putting the Denver Broncos in the same situation as we talk about the Buffalo Bills and what the Los Angeles Chargers were able to do in the Kansas City Chiefs. Once you lock this player down and you know you have a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, then business needs to be tended to in other places, and now they can do that without question.
All right, that is, so there you have it. That is the breaking news directly off, the hot off the presses has now become directly from Shefty's Twitter feed. Russell Wilson has an extension in Denver, $165 million guaranteed. He'll be there until he's 40 years old. We'll take a short break on that. We have a lot more on it in our next hour, and we'll talk about how it impacts this man. Are the Ravens right now making a huge mistake with Lamar Jackson? Do they need to get a deal done yesterday? Well, we'll talk to one of our favorite Ravens. Can't wait for Bart Scott, who joins the party next. Get up on ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.